From the customer's standpoint, most of the integration is done. In recent weeks, international flights have switched to Southwest, so has AirTran's frequent flyer program, and airport crews will continue taking down AirTran signage over the next few weeks. Many of the final moments have been behind the scenes, says Bob Jordan. He's in charge of folding AirTran into the Southwest brand.
The conversion of the final employees, flight attendants, pilots, employees in Atlanta, that's really the final piece of the integration.
Southwest has long maintained an industry-leading relationship with its workers, but some question if 4 years of the merger are taking a toll on the company's culture.
It absolutely has changed.
Charles Cerf is with Transport Workers Union Local 555. Its 10,000 ramp and cargo workers are at an impasse with Southwest over pay, benefits, and numbers of part-time workers.
We don't want to be like American and these other carriers where the employees don't like the company.
Southwest Pilot Union just requested federal mediators chime in on that group's negotiations. Customer relations and reservations workers only recently reached a tentative contract deal. None of that, though, will ground AirTran's final flight. The Atlanta to Tampa leg is scheduled for December 28th. Jim Burris, WABE News.